If you're a Year 12 graduate or the parent of one, then you've probably been all caught up in HSC results today. They were sent out by email and text from 6 o'clock this morning. And as we know, this can be an exciting time for some families and a little traumatic for others when graduates don't get the results they hoped for. Well, with me now to chat about this is Andrew Fuller. He's a clinical adolescent psychologist, the author of books like Help Your Child Succeed at School, and he works with young people and their families across Australia. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Claire.
Well, this is a day of mixed emotions, as we know. Some kids will be jumping for joy over their results, and some will be really having to rethink their plans. Firstly, how would you encourage Year 12 graduates to not base, I guess, their sense of worth on their results, whether they're good or bad?
We know levels of anxiety during Year 12 are enormously high.
We
know that about 64% of the kids that we've surveyed through my group, Resilient Youth Australia, have almost clinical levels of anxiety disorder.
Mm.
So it's a massively high level year. So lots of people are already really at high levels of anxiety. And so the first thing, I guess, is to not trust your own first reaction, really, because, you know, it's been such a big year that the results, whether they're good or bad, can be kind of overblown in your mind a bit. So it's probably good just to let them sink in for a day or two, talk about them a bit, perhaps if they weren't quite as you'd hope they would be, to kind of think about what that means for you rather than to kind of leap to necessarily any particular conclusion for a day or two while you're just sort of taking that on board, because you're such a high level, you need to kind of process it before you can think about what to do about it.
Take your time, in other words.
Yeah, I think often when we're a bit hyper, we don't always reason and think our way through things as well as we probably can. And so it does take a bit more time just to do that and to realise that everyone that's done HSC is on the wind down phase now, thank goodness.
Yes.
And it's a really good thing.
Yep.
And I guess then next year we'll see the start of a different year.
How can Year 12 kids or Year 12 graduates encourage each other, and their friends today after receiving their results?
I think while it's really tempting to kind of compare results, how did you go in this, it's probably better just to ask how you're feeling, really, and just, you know, don't forget there's lots of other ways you can do things and just to be encouraging. So whether you got sort of the mark that you really wanted and you're surprised or you that's what you expected or you were disappointed, just to kind of remind your friends that, you know, whatever happens, it's going to be okay. This is not the end of a sentence. It's sort of like the start of another journey.
Mm.
And there's different ways of getting to the outcomes you want.
Yeah. What advice would you give to young people that really now have to rethink their study or career options? You know, their results perhaps were much less than they wanted.
Yeah, probably going out and getting plastered is not your best option.
No.
That's the first thing to go, even though it's sort of tempting to go, right, well, what I'll do is I'll go and kind of zombie out for a bit. So it's probably your time to take it a bit lightly, you know, to take care of yourself, to talk through your disappointments a bit. And probably at this stage, I reckon most people, it's very hard to reassure them because, you know, you're just sort of swept up in the kind of result of it. And so it's about sort of saying, well, just let's give it a day or two and then we'll kind of have another look at it and see what we can do. But to try to come to some, as I said before, some sort of conclusion too promptly is the major error.
Mm.
And so it's sort of saying, okay, well, I'm going to have a think about this for a day or two. I'm disappointed. I'm feeling disappointed about it. I didn't get quite what I wanted to do. But I need probably to do some research now about what I can do.
Mm. And what are some of those other options?
There are many, many pathways into many courses that don't require, you know, Year 12 results. Of course, mature entry is always a possibility. So it's always possible to go back and do additional subjects. It's possible to go and get life experience and to apply as a mature entry person. There's also jobs, of course. I mean, lots of people would say that going to university is a very expensive way of getting into a career. Some people would say it's far better to start your own business and think about business opportunities. So it's, you know, there's a whole different way of doing this. You know, many people point out that getting a degree these days isn't a ticket or an assurance that you're going to get a job. You know, and so education is valuable. It's certainly an easy way of getting into most things, but it's not necessarily a guarantee, and it's certainly never the only way of getting into something.
Sure. And what's a healthy way that parents can respond to their teenagers' results? We all know that there are mums and dads who are really relaxed and others that are very performance-driven. and put pressure on their young people. How would you advise parents to value their young people regardless of their performance?
I think when you have a student going through year 12, the whole family goes through year 12. So you're all kind of riding the highs and the lows but together. And so just as I've said for the students themselves, the same thing really applies to the parents, that, you know, let's not leap to conclusions about what this means. It's really important just to take it on board slowly, discuss it. You might be feeling disappointed for your young person. You might be feeling really happy. But it's also important to kind of allow that initial kind of rush of whatever you're feeling to pass a bit, so you can then start to really strategically plan.
Mm.
And so don't get too emotional. Don't get kind of too swept up either in the giddy heights of success nor in the pools of despair. Neither are particularly valuable. It's okay, that's great, but things are going to be okay. But so be reassuring.
Mm.
We're going to work something out.
Yeah.
But we're just not quite sure what that should be just yet.
That's great advice. And one last question, Andrew. You're a counsellor, a psychologist. When should a parent consider, or a young person consider, that maybe they should think about a bit of counselling for those people listening who might be really, really struggling with all of the pressure that this year has been, and maybe they're, you know, struggling a little more than is healthy? When should a parent consider, okay, I think my teenager needs some counselling?
I reckon in our lives there are times for all of us when we get into kind of loops where it's almost like we're going around and around and we can't sort of think our way through it. And having an outside person, whether it's a professional mental health person or whether it's, you know, a trusted person that you know who can kind of make ideas and help you to see things slightly differently, is a really valuable thing at any stage of life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes it's hard to talk to family members about that because they've all got vested interests in what happens. They want to see you, you know, do well. But I think, and so sometimes having a really uninvolved person who's a bit separate from all of that, who can kind of, again, with that sort of cool head, look at it and kind of go, well, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? You know, can be really, make a big, big difference, I think, in people's lives.
Mm. Excellent. Thanks very much, Andrew, for that advice. And Andrew Fuller is an adolescent psychologist, and you can find out more about his work at andrewfuller.com.au.